Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Round one of Hot Topics. No Steve Hawk today. He's off. But
Is he? Okay.
You got some television that's making a return. The Chicagos are back. That's good news if you're a fan of any of the Chicagos. Med, Fire, PD, all back. And Abbott Elementary back on. And then the new one. Are you interested in the new Tim Allen show or not?
I guess not.
Not gonna watch it. They've been promoting the heck out of it. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, not really, Jay.
It looks relatively funny. I mean, again, it's if you like Tim Allen, you're probably gonna like the show. Just another Tim Allen comedy series. Steve, you gonna watch it?
I might check it out.
Yeah, I might check it out too. It's a 8 o'clocker on ABC.
Okay.
Shifting Gears, Kevin.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's gonna be good.
Yeah. You're just not going to get it. Do you have a new show that you're into now?
I really need
to. I mean, a lot of the series are ending, so.
I know. I need to decide what I want to watch. And I thought, maybe the Golden Globes will introduce me to something.
Yeah, no, probably not.
The Golden Globes a few years ago introduced me to Succession.
Okay.
Succession was winning all these awards on all the different. And I knew some people who watched it. Mm-hmm. And they loved it, and they're like, dude, you'd love it. And then, you know how it is? It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I started watching it, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this show's so great. Then I started doing whatever they did, you know. You should watch this.
Right.
And I don't think I ever convinced anyone to watch it other than my brother, who loved it.
Okay.
Because you still haven't watched it, right?
No, uh-uh.
Keep
it was
trying.
It was too much to take on. And I don't know if I still have that feeling or not.
Five seasons.
It was like Arrested Development when I was going to, like, I had never watched it.
Yeah.
And I started watching it. My wife and I both started watching it together, obviously. And then we were like, yeah, it's good. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
And then it just fizzled. We were like, I don't know, too much of a commitment. So many episodes.
It is hard. Like, how we all got through Breaking Bad in the last couple of years is pretty wild.
Breaking Bad and Ozark for my family. We did them back to back. And that was a pretty good. That has to be, what do you suppose, 100 episodes combined?
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Maybe more.
Jeez. So, yeah, that was a lot. But it was great, though, because that's the beauty of having something. Because then you, guess what? You sit down and you go,
I know.
What are you feeling like?
I'm
not feeling like Breaking Bad. See, that beauty of it is if you can figure out, like, a drama and then, but have the comedy one-off where you're like, yeah, what are you feeling today? I don't know. I don't want drama. Let's just do a comedy.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That is the best of both worlds.
No, the best of both worlds is really if you can get that one show that delivers all that to you.
That's
the drama,
true.
The
yeah.
comedy.
That would be the best,
you just
yeah.
love it, and you're like, oh.
What's the perfect length of a show for you?
I don't mind the 40 minutes. 45 minutes, you know, around there to an hour.
Steve?
I was going to say more like 30.
Yeah, I was originally thinking 30, but I feel like I'm left with too much want more.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't mind less than an hour. The 45, Kevin-ish, I think is a great landing spot.
And it depends if how many I have to watch, too.
Yeah.
Oh, without question.
Like, sometimes when they're 30 minutes and you love them, and you just get
you
one
just watch
episode a week, you go, whoa.
Yeah, if you binge them, you just watch them all. If you don't, you're really left wanting more. Yeah.
Producer Steve, you just binge-watched a show that Jay and I both love,
and that's
Shrinking.
Yeah, and maybe that's why I'm thinking more like the 30 minutes.
And they were pretty short,
man,
yeah,
you
right
can
around
get
30
those.
To 40 minutes.
Yeah, very fast.
And what was your overall thought of that show? You did get to the very end.
Yes, I did. And, I really liked the first season.
Okay.
And then, you know, I just didn't have a subscription. I do like the year trial or whatever. And then that ended.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't watch the second season. And then when I saw they were doing a 2-day free thing for the weekend, I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'll just binge watch.
Right.
And that's what I did. And what was interesting too was I think all the episodes were about 35 minutes. in total.
And then every once in a while they'd throw a long one in there?
Yeah, like the last one, because I think they needed to wrap things up.
Sure.
Well, was like 40 or something.
Yeah, it was like 48 or something like that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah, so I'm thinking that 45 is a good thing. But yeah, I think I might need to. I don't mind watching Shifting Gears. It is a regular network show, so I might just record it and then, you know, dip into it a little bit. But
now, you were a watcher of, what was that show that he was in before?
Last Man Standing?
Yeah, you were a watcher of that.
And that one runs a lot. I mean, it's in the afternoon. It's like, if I'm going to work out in the basement, chances are I'm going to find one of those episodes popping on. So it's pretty easy to watch those two. I have no rhyme or reason to that. It's not like I ever sat down and said, I'm going to watch it beginning to end. It just, if it pops on, I'll tune in.
Okay.
Which is kind of fun. But then I also feel like I keep seeing the same episode over and over again.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. I'm like, look, there was a lot of episodes of this show. Why do I keep seeing that one? I hate that.
Jay, I was trying to convince Steve to watch Landman. And he gave me a little bit of a tidbit that was, I'm wondering if this is too big of a deterrent. And he said, I don't know. I've never really liked Billy Bob very much.
Yeah.
And I could see that. Okay, what have you seen him in? You know, because that I think can really determine it. And then he realized the only movie he had ever seen him in was...
What, Bad Santa?
Two movies.
Okay.
Yeah, Bad Santa.
Bad Santa, which, you know what, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It was fine.
He does fine. It's okay.
What, Bad Santa and Sling Blade? What do you got?
No, I saw the movie. You ever hear of Royal Tenenbaums?
I mean, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I mean, I know it, but I've never seen it.
We rented that from Blockbuster when I was a kid.
Wow.
This is a memory.
Yeah. No, and it was one of those movies where we were like, okay, let's see it. Let's watch it. And we watched part of it, and everybody just went...
No,
this is not good.
No, okay.
And there's
Billy
a lot of people.
Bob was part of it, and you did not like him.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people. We've said this to other people, and they're like, "Oh, that's a great movie." I'm like, huh?
That might have been you, huh?
I don't know.
I was never a super big Billy Bob fan. I mean, it just was like, yeah, you know, whatever. But he's really good. He's really great, especially in this one.
I guess the thing I really had liked Billy Bob in was, of course, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
You know, he's great in there. And then...
Reboot coming, Kevin. You know that.
What?
No, for real.
About what?
Friday Night Lights? I mean, what do you mean about what?
Wait, called Saturday Morning...
They're doing Friday Night Lights, like, TV show again?
Yeah, because they just had a story out. Was it yesterday or the day before that Taylor Kitsch was talking about? Yeah, he's been asked about it.
And Riggins?
Yeah, he would.
Tim Riggins? The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know, just not putting miles on the truck if I don't need them.
Okay.
I mean, the car's really cheap to operate.
I understand.
Kevin James.
Super cheap to operate, and so am I. I think that covers it. Yeah, that is.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round two, Kevin, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I do.
Prove it. Prove it.
Well, because I've still got the Friday Night Lights reboot in my head, Jay. I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of fan am I?
Terrible.
Now, you got me excited saying that Riggins, Taylor Kitsch was like, I'll be in it or what?
I think I said they asked him. I did not know his response.
His response is that he would certainly be willing to do it, but not like the full-on Tim Riggins role. Like, it wouldn't make sense.
No, it wouldn't.
And so, I don't know. Apparently, the concept for the new show, which will be on Peacock, is a town is devastated by a tornado.
Okay.
So far, this is believable.
Absolutely.
This is very believable. Town is devastated by a tornado, and an interim football coach tries to get his team ready for the season, blah, blah, blah. You can imagine all the
drama ensues.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There's going to be so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just says, okay, well, guess what? We're going to be pretty good, guys. And then they try to compete for a state championship.
Sure they do, of course, yeah.
Now, I mean, it wasn't always that easy on Friday Night Lights, so...
Yeah, and I would imagine, again, they're just supposed to be high school kids. You can't have the same cast, so that part would be weird. Nope. But you could have, oh, you know, Riggins comes back, and he now runs the hardware store, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, Riggins, what he said was, maybe I can come back and coach the other team.
Oh, there you go.
For, like, one episode
there
or something.
It is.
But, boy, they had some actors that were on that show. I mean, obviously, Coach Taylor, Kyle Chandler, great actor.
Yeah.
Connie Britton, she's so good.
Right.
Michael Jordan, Michael B. Jordan.
Right.
Is he in that?
Yeah.
Is that how he got famous?
I think it helped.
Okay.
He plays Vince, the quarterback in the later seasons.
Huh.
Okay. Jesse Plemons, ever heard of him?
Kirsten Dunst's husband?
I have no idea who that is.
You know who Jesse Plemons is?
No, I don't. Why are you telling me who I know?
If you Google Jesse Plemons, you're like, oh, I know who he is.
Well, then I might know him.
Yeah. I thought you knew who he was.
No, I have no idea.
He's been nominated for awards, and he's just one of those guys. He's a really good actor.
Yeah, he's Kirsten Dunst's husband, right?
I'll take your word for it.
That I didn't know, Steve. But I'm excited for him if it's true.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him if it's true. If it's a lie, not as exciting.
Yeah, kind of a bummer.
Yeah, yeah.
But, if Jesse Plemons is married to her, then I'm excited for him.
Yeah, they were married in 2022.
Look at that.
There we go.
Look at you, Steve. Up on that.
You know
marriages of Hollywood and stuff.
You know your stuff. Jesse Plemons was in Breaking Bad, Jay.
Okay. Yeah, I do recognize his face. No, I don't know from where.
Very unique looking guy.
Yeah.
And oh, he was in Civil War, too. You ever see that?
No. Well, only you did.
He was the weird neighbor in, what's that? Game Night. You ever seen the movie Game Night?
I have not.
Jason Bateman's in there.
You ever seen Killers of the Flower Moon? He was in that. Big Ed's in that.
Big Ed is not in that.
Rachel McAdams was in Game Night.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams, she was in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As well as Sharon Horgan.
I don't know about that one. Game Night's funny.
Just
if you
randomly
have not seen
mentioning
it,
people
you,
now or what?
You should watch Game Night.
Okay.
I think you guys would enjoy it. Steve, I don't think you would enjoy it.
I don't know if that's a commentary on Game Night or a commentary on Steve or
what
happened
there.
Well,
it's the
only
way I can get him to do things.
You just tell him not to do it.
If you tell him the opposite,
yeah,
like, I don't think
he'll
like it. And then he'll watch it and be like, that was a good movie. I don't understand why you think I wouldn't like it. I don't know. It's the only way I can get you to watch it.
Yeah.
No, I'll watch something. You want me to watch it? I'll watch it.
Yeah, I dare you. I bet you won't.
No, well, now I don't want to watch because he's,
see, this is the thing. This is what he does. He's like, well, if you want me to watch it too much, I won't watch it. Because then I feel like you're telling me what to watch and that I'm, being given a directive.
No. This time, it's because Kevin's trying to play mind games with me, and I don't like that.
Right.
Oh.
You have to have a mind to be able to have games played with it.
Well, that's also true. Game Night.
Ew.
I'm going to watch it. Is it on Netflix or something? Can I?
I did see something about, when you had, I think, Kevin, did you have the Riley Green story yesterday about how he stepped on a nail or whatever
it was?
Yeah,
he stepped on the nail.
Yeah.
And then still went out hunting.
Yeah, and they were asking him about, people that he's friends with in Nashville, and the Nashville community right now is I would say probably as tight as we've ever seen it. It feels like everybody hangs out with everybody.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Which is maybe unusual, maybe not. I don't even really know if it's unusual, but it is a quite tight knit family because I feel like there's a lot of commonality there. They like to golf, they like to hunt, they obviously tour and end up on the road together. So they asked Riley Green about who he wanted to go hunting with, and he's like. And they're like, well, you're friends with Jelly Roll. Well, how about Jelly? And Riley Green's like, I love Jelly, but he would be the worst person to ever go hunting with.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, you got to be quiet when you hunt. And he's like, Jelly can't shut up. He's like talking and laughing and loud. And he goes, he'd be the worst guy to go hunting or fishing with.
It would take away everything that makes you love Jelly. Yeah. He would just be like, oh.
He's so outgoing and gregarious and loud and just laughter. And hey, oh, now you got to sit quiet for 3 hours. What? Yeah. Terrible.
There goes the deer.
Yeah. I do think that would be a little tough.
Yeah, and you know what? Good on him for recognizing that fact. He's just not going to take Jelly hunting. First 5 minutes, he starts talking. If you don't shut up, I'm going to leave you in the truck.
But wouldn't you want to experience it one time just to see?
With him hunting?
Yeah.
Like in a duck blind?
I do remember that when we went, I went duck hunting with my brother and one of our buddies. And this is, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. We went out there and the duck blind, the whole deal. And the way up, it was a little drive. I can't remember where we went, but it was, you know, we were chatting, having a great time, catching up with the guys. I hadn't seen the buddy for a while.
Sure.
So that was really fun. And then we got there. We got the dogs out. We got the decoys out.
Who, like, let them out?
Everything was fun. I let them out.
Okay.
I let the dogs out.
Who?
And then, you know, we start getting to where the duck blind is. And they're like, my brother, oh, it was just on the boat, and then we put up the blind. And he's like, okay, now this is the part where we have to be, you know, quiet.
Perfectly silent.
And I go, like, for how long? He goes, like, the whole time. I was like, oh, can we whisper talk? Yeah, a little bit.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
His goal of watching a movie is try to figure out if he can guess what's going to happen.
So he's spending the entire movie to see if he's outsmarting the movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James.
Does that ruin the experience for you, Steve, or no?
Oh, yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's clip of the day.
All right, let's hear it.
You know how when you see certain things, you instantly have to try them?
Yeah.
This is one of those things. This lady tells us a reason why she just can't sleep at night. Nice little old lady. This is her little shtick that she does on the internet. She gives all the reasons of things that keep her up late at night. And this one is simple, but I promise you we will all be doing it as soon as she's done talking.
Reason I can't sleep, number 2279. I'm trying to figure out why when I say ha, it blows out hot air. But when I say who, it blows out cold air.
So put your hand in front of your mouth.
Dang
everybody
it.
Everybody knows.
Gosh dang it.
Ha, ha. That's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's cold. Keeping me up at night.
Ooh. You didn't try it.
I did try it, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ha. It's really hot when
no,
you say
no, it's very hot.
Hot,
yeah.
And then, ooh, it's cold. Why ooh. Is that?
Ooh.
Where's the air
who originates from your mouth?
Same place, right?
I mean, unless it's just it's deeper,
hold
maybe.
On.
Maybe ha comes from the lungs and who comes from the mouth. I don't know. Did you type it in?
Ooh.
Dare you to Google that, Steve.
I don't know. I don't know why it does that. That is weird, lady. Search? No wonder she. I feel bad for her. That one's puzzling. I had never heard that either. Like,
When you say, huh, the air feels warmer because you're opening your mouth wide, allowing a larger volume of air to exit at a slower speed, which it mixes less with the cooler surrounding air. Whereas when you say, who, you purse your lips, creating a smaller opening, causing the air to rapidly exit and mix more with the cooler ambient air, feeling much cooler, even though the actual temperature of your breath remains the same in both cases.
I don't know about that. Now, I would like to try this, then. I'm going to try to say who with a big open O.
Well, yeah, it's hard, but.
Who. Oh, they're right. Who. Yeah, that's cold air. Who? Who? No. Ha. Wait, the who is always cold air, right?
Even when you have your mouth wide open?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Who?
Where's the video?
Oh, there I feel some warm now.
Where's the video?
I feel a little warm. You try it.
Yeah, that's warm. It's also dumb.
It's also dumb.
Huh. Huh. Yeah, that's cooler. Yeah, they're not wrong. It might be the amount that your mouth's open, mixing with the ambient air.
Kind of fun, though. play the...
Gosh, I do want to start saying that around the building, too. Just be like, you know, because they're always checking the building every day.
Who is?
You know, ha. Every day, somebody comes to check the building. Is it leaking? Is it falling down? Is it? Is there a fire? Is it breaking? Whatever these guys do every day.
A lot of troubles.
Just guys walking all over the building all day, every day. And I just want to go... I'm going to start asking them if they think the ambient air temperature has changed. Mm. Just because... Guys, does it feel like the ambient air temperature has changed suddenly?
Hot. 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 Oh, if you say hot, it works too.
Thanks, Kev.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know how a Pyrex glass pan talks, don't you?
Kevin James.
Arr, I'm cooking up your stuff. I'm a Pyrex pan.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, I think producer Steve's probably the same age as that reporter that did not recognize Steve Guttenberg in the California fire.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. Do you know anything about Steve Guttenberg, producer Steve?
If you missed it earlier this morning, yesterday he was being interviewed because he lives near where the California fires are.
We're talking to us live, sir. What's your name?
My name is Steve Guttenberg.
Steve, do you live in this area?
And then he goes on to go, and then he realizes later, he's like...
And they can't evacuate because it's stuck on Palisades Drive.
Yeah, and you're an actor.
Yeah, I'm an actor.
That's just so funny.
Yeah, I'm an actor, and that doesn't matter right now.
No, I'm just trying to get my neighbors out. Do you know Steve Guttenberg movies, Steve?
Well, I know we were talking about him, maybe a couple weeks ago with Three Men and a Baby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that movie.
Okay.
And, gosh, I don't really know
him.
You're
missing out. You really are missing out.
Yeah, but I just Googled him, and I do recognize his face.
Okay.
So I've seen him in stuff. I just don't know what I've seen him in.
Right. Well, he also was a character actor in a lot of things. But, you know, I mean, probably most famously known for, Three Men and a Baby, obviously, Short Circuit, Police Academy.
Seven Police Academies.
Is that what it was?
They ended up doing seven.
It was a good run in the 80s and 90s, man.
I think he was in all of those.
Oh, he was in The Big Green.
I'm unfamiliar.
You know what that is?
No.
It's a kid's soccer movie.
Well, there you have it, folks.
See, another one.
Thoughts. There you have it.
I loved him in Short Circuit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's... Let's see what IMDb says.
What, does it, like, rank?
Cocoon.
I didn't realize that either, Kevin. Yeah. It does. It ranks most likely known for Short Circuit, Police Academy, Three Men and a Baby, and then Three Men and a Little Lady.
Oh, yeah. The
follow-up.
The sequel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was with all the original guys, right?
I don't know for sure.
I think it was,
I missed out on that one.
And if I remember right, it is Tom Selleck and Ted Danson.
Well, there you go.
And Steve Guttenberg.
So, there you go.
All right, Steve, what's your final thought?
Well, Jay, I only have myself to blame.
I imagine that's true.
And I'm only mad at myself, really. More disappointed. So all these TV shows, we've been talking about TV shows. All these TV shows, you know, they were on a break for winter break.
Yeah.
As you would say, I guess. And they're coming back. And I was really into that show, still am, High Potential.
Okay.
And it came back last night. And I was like, oh, okay. I totally forgot about it. And then I saw a commercial for it. And I was like, oh, wow, I'll watch that. And I like to do the thing where... I'll turn on whatever it is, and I'll hit pause.
Yep.
And then that way I can come back and skip the commercials.
Uh-huh, yep.
So I was like, okay. And it was a little bit before, was it 9 o'clock? Must have been.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, all right.
Oh, no.
Got to plan this accordingly. I'll hit pause. I'll do that in a little bit.
Is this a half an hour or an hour show?
It's an hour show.
Oh, boy, that's trouble.
And then I wasn't thinking. I was doing something else, I guess. And then at like 9:30... I was like, oh, yeah, that's on tonight. And then, of course, I'm like, well, I can't pause it halfway through the show.
Hmm.
So now I'm going to watch it today. But I'm mad at myself because I missed it.
Final thoughts.
Yeah. You know, you like watching it the day it comes out.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But I caught the next show afterwards at 10.
So that do you have? Can you record?
No, I don't have that feature.
You do not. Okay.
You either have to pause it live or watch it live.
Yeah.
Or stream it. Whenever.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'll do today. I'll.
Is that an ABC show?
It is.
Okay. So you can watch it on Hulu? Are you a Hulu guy?
Yeah, or I can just, pull up YouTube TV and it's
true.
Has like
yeah.
But yeah, either way. But I also watched The Rookie, which is the show afterwards.
Oh, there you go.
And I paused it before then, so I watched
well,
that.
Duh.
We're all good.
Checking out all the police academies right now. You've got me walking down memory lane a little
Yikes.
Bit. The original police academy. And then there was Police Academy 2 in 1995. And I want to give the names of all of them.
Oh, of the actual movie.
Police Academy 2, their first assignment.
Right, yep.
Okay, because this was the hard thing.
The first one was the Academy.
Yeah, you were making a movie every year. Started in 84, then 85, then 86.
Man.
Police Academy 3, back in training.
Oh, because their first assignment failed, so they had to go back in training, right?
Yeah. Yep, then 1987, the following year, Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol.
I remember that one.
And then, oh no, that's the eighth one. Hold on. Police Academy, no, that must
five.
Have been five, but it was called...
Assignment Miami Beach.
Okay, thank you, Jay.
Yeah.
These are out of order. There we go. Assignment Miami Beach. And then Police Academy, City Under Siege.
That was a big deal. That was rough.
1989.
Yeah.
And then they stopped for 1 year, 2 years. Oh, no. Yeah. A couple years. And then we finally got back to it. They just realized America's not the same place without,
without police academy
movies. And so that's when they came back in 1994. With Police Academy Mission to Moscow.
Yeah, you made it international.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
And then Police Academy Next Generation.
Yeah, because all the guys were old. They wouldn't be cops anymore.
It's eight of them.
It's insane. The fact that they did them 84 through, what, 89? With like, that is crazy.
Every single year,
you did six
every
movies
year,
in
they
5 years.
Released another movie.
That is crazy.
Final thoughts.
I mean, how could you possibly come up with so many great scripts?
I remember thinking they were very funny.
Well, yeah, I mean.
But I don't know if they were all very funny.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Or where that stopped, you know.
I'm going to guess three.
That's a good guess.
They got three good ones?
Yeah, I'm going to guess three. You know, they started to wane a little bit there. Come back strong with Next Generation and just cash that last check and run. We were talking about being stuck in traffic and how, that, like in New York, it's 108 hours or whatever it was, 102 hours.
102 hours,
102 hours
a year, people.
Not driving,
spend
stuck.
In traffic, yeah. Stop.
And then I saw this story about this guy who was stuck in traffic and a guy cut him off right as they're getting stuck in traffic. So now they're literally, you know, bumper to bumper. And the guy's like, I thought, you know, boy, sure hope you feel good about the fact that you're now 6 feet
right
in front
of me.
And we almost wrecked because you did that. He said, I was staring at the back of this guy's car for like 30 minutes. The whole time I'm like trying to decide how, you know, I'm going to let it go, but still in the back of my mind, I'm kind of mad. Then I realize his license plate is kind of a weird numerical sequence.
Oh.
So he used the guy's license plate as his lottery ticket.
What?
And won 50 grand.
That'll show him.
I'm like, yeah, buddy. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Row 6. Happy
trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, that's the show. Gotta go.
Where are you going?
I have a meeting.
What are you doing?
And then I'm gonna go get some glitter for the glitter pickles.
What are you wearing?
No, we're not doing that one.
Okay.
I will order glitter.
You're going to do the glitter pickles?
I'll be in charge of glitter pickles.
Boy, I've never been a better assignment for you.
I do feel like it's my strength.
Well,
can you get that on like a business card?
You go to that meeting.
Yeah.
I'll get glitter for my pickles.
Man. Yeah, that'll be really something on Friday, guys. All right, it's just about 10 o'clock. Well, it is now, so we're good to go. So we can qualify you for the staycation at Silver Mountain. It's two nights in the one-bedroom condo, February 7th and 8th. It's time for the 4 ski lift tickets, the gondola ride, the 4 water park passes, all rolled into one fantastic staycation. 509-441-0999. We'll take caller number 7.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
And now this test.
Okay. Are they all gone?